Rememory by Fraser Armitage. Read by Emily Inkpen. When the One World Government unified the planet, they made memory the new currency. Nobody remembers exactly when or where it happened. Nobody's that rich. One. Ignorance is bliss. Felix. Wednesday, 11:18 p.m. Fujitsu Alley was an abscess on the broken tooth of New Beijing. Grime darkened the narrow passageway where acid puddles steamed and neon bulbs buzzed louder than the swarming flies. Felix's boots thudded on chipped concrete as he gulped down the toxins festering in that rotting maze. He glanced over his shoulder. The shadow at his back belonged to a man. Jock. The man's name was Jock. Felix tried to recollect what madness had brought them into the alley, but he found only hazes and blurs where his memories should have been. His footsteps slowed as he concentrated on the grey splodge that was his past, but it remained shapeless. Must have spent it, he thought. Still, it wasn't like he'd wound up a total blank. He remembered Jock, and his instincts told him that Jock could be trusted. They were fleeing together, after all. And then there was the number etched on his brain. 162788. It ran across his mind faster than his feet could carry him, if only he knew what it meant. Jock blundered into him, waving his arms. Come on, Felix! Jock pointed over his shoulder. You don't want One World Security to catch us, do you? Perfect. That explained the running. What had they stolen this time? Felix shook his head and hurled himself deeper into the maze of shutters that fronted rundown units. There'd be no stopping to catch a breath of clean air, not without One World picking up the trail. What possible reason could Jock have had for bringing them here? Where are we going? Felix said between breaths. Jock's eyes darted about. It's just around the next bend. I'm sure of it. Felix didn't need perfect recall to know what that meant. We're lost, aren't we? Give me a break, Jock snapped. It all looks the same. How am I supposed to remember? Felix stopped and slammed his fist into a corrugated metal shutter, wishing it had been Jock's face. Didn't you save the memory? The meeting point? Don't tell me you spent it on some... I haven't spent nothing. Jock scanned the parade of ripped canvas awnings decorating the street, sheltering stolen merch. Memory's intact. It's all up here. He pointed to his head. The meeting place is just around the corner, I swear. Don't lie to me, Jock. You spent the memory, didn't you? Get junked, Felix. I know what I'm doing. The squeal of metal on metal echoed from behind. A downpour of footsteps followed. One World Security sweeping closer. Closer. You'd better, Jock, Felix said. Or else... Before he could finish, two hands appeared from the shadows, blurring in front of Felix's eyes, and they pulled him into a hollow between units. A palm smothered his mouth before he could warn Jock, and his friend was scooped from the alley too. Quiet, a voice whispered, hidden by shadow. A canvas sheet rolled over the gap, disguising them from the street. Felix snatched the wrist of the person who stifled his breath and tried to yank it away, but the concrete grip held him to the spot. A second figure clamped around Jock like a vice, deadening his squirms. I said, quiet, the voice insisted, a man's voice. Outside the hollow, footsteps rumbled loud as thunder. More voices swelled in waves. You see anyone? One of their pursuers asked from the other side of the canvas. How many One World goons were after them?
Nothing here, Chief. All right, you two search that way, we'll keep on down here. They can't have gone far.
The storm broke as the security men fled, their footsteps pattering into the distance like rainfall. Silence blanketed the alley. The man peeled his hands away from Felix's mouth. Felix doubled over as he wheezed the alley's foul air into his lungs. He was getting too old for this.
Did you get the goods? The shadow asked.
Felix coughed.
Why don't you strangle me and find out?
We got it, Jock said from behind. See, Felix?
I told you I knew the way. Are you the person Felix gives it to?
Bravo, Jock. Bravo for having agreed to steal something which brought this much heat.
Felix shook his head. He didn't need to know what they'd stolen. Nothing could have been worth the danger of having one world stuck on their tail. The downside of living on the edge slammed Felix between the eyes worse than a boxer's slug. This was why he hated being broke, forced to spend his memories just to get by. He never knew what kind of trouble he might be in, even when it stood in front of him with its hand across his mouth. A phone screen glowed, and its light revealed the man who had snatched them, along with his henchmen. The man's face shone as he held the screen to his wrinkled ear. Wisps of white covered his chin in a Yakuza goatee, and his black eyes scoured the darkness to watch everything at once.
"Yes, sir," he said into the phone. "We're ready."
The man pressed the handset to Felix's ear, its cold glass jabbed like a fist of frost.
"I take it you have the combination."
A scaly voice slithered through the speaker.
"So that's what this was about."
"I got a combination," Felix said.
"Let me have it."
"What's in it for me?"
Laughter trickled through the phone.
"You don't remember our agreement. You must be in serious debt to have spent that."
Felix scowled. "Not all of us can afford to keep our memories. Why don't you refresh it for me?"
"No freebies. You give me the goods, and you'll get what we agreed."
"What assurances do I have?" Felix asked.
"Do you really want to test my patience?"
Felix glanced at the shadowy bulks surrounding him. Okay. All I remember are the numbers in my head, and then I was running down this street. How much are those numbers worth?"
"Don't worry," the voice said. "You'll be paid, and handsomely."
"How much are we talking?"
"A lifetime's worth."
A lifetime of memories?
No way. This had to be a scam. It didn't matter how rich a person was, getting to keep a whole lifetime was a dream reserved for fairy tales. It didn't happen. Not in the real world. Out here, everybody paid.
"The combination," the voice insisted.
Felix snapped back to the matter at hand. What was there to lose? It wasn't like he knew anyone else he could sell the memory to.
"Just tell them already," Jock nudged Felix in the back. "What are you waiting for?"
Last chance, last scrap of data in Felix's brain that might actually be worth something.
"All right," Felix shrugged. "The numbers are 1, 6, 2, 7, 8, 8.
The bearded Yakuza thug returned the handset to his ear.
"Very well."
He hung up. The screen faded, casting the embers of its light like a dying flame across his face.
"Congratulations, gentlemen."
He nodded to his men, who released Felix and Jock.
"What about our payment?" Felix called after the man.
"It's waiting for you inside."
The group of Yakuza backed into the alley. Shadows swallowed them. A shutter across the way curled open, retracting on automatic gears, and Jock pulled back the canvas which covered the unit. He gestured for Felix to lead. Felix drew breath, ducking below the half-open shutter. Once they were inside, he thumped Jock on the arm.
"What was that for?" Jock protested.
Felix didn't know why Jock would have done a deal with the Yakuza, or how illegal the combination they'd stolen for the Yaks might have been, but he was pretty sure Jock deserved some kind of thumping for putting him in the middle of all this.
"You tell me," Felix said.
Jock rubbed his arm, scratched his head and smiled.
"All right, I'll give you that one."
"Aren't you going to tell me what this is all about?"
Jock's smile widened. "And ruin the surprise? No way. I want to see your face when you see what the Yaks traded us for those numbers. Come on."
Felix peeled open the door at the rear of the unit and slipped inside. Darkness swathed the room and a muffled voice drifted through the depthless void. Felix fumbled for a switch. Time to find out what that memory was worth. A single strip light scattered fluorescence across grubby walls. Strapped to a dentist's chair, a burly man writhed beneath the bulb. Blood flowed from his nose, coating his gag in a black-red river.
"What have we done?" Felix whispered.
Maybe it was better that he didn't know. Jock followed, tiptoeing into the cell.
He snarled, puffing out his chest as he walked, took on the swagger of a big score. He strutted to where the hostage lay bound and stooped to the man's face.
"This is what happens when you don't listen to your Uncle Jock," he said. "Didn't I say you'd be making a mistake?"
The man squirmed. Unintelligible noises poured through the gag and he jostled with his restraints.
"Cut it out, Jock," Felix said. Jock spun, his eyes flashing black mamba venom.
"Don't tell me you actually feel sorry for this hard driver after what he did."
"And what exactly did he do to get you all riled up?"
"Nothing. He did nothing. Isn't that right, pretty boy?"
Jock ripped the gag from the man's mouth and he spat at them.
"Hey, watch it. This jacket's quality leather. Cost me 2 weeks' worth of memories."
Jock left the man on the dentist chair and activated the computer on the back wall, where a till scanner rested on the desk beside a keyboard. Their hostage clattered from behind.
"Felix!" the man called out. "Felix, you've got to help me!"
"Felix?" There was something familiar about the way he said it, something warm, like the trust of an old friend. Felix turned to Jock.
"Who is he?"
"He's the reason we took this job."
"Felix," the man said, "I'm sorry, all right, but you've got to get me out of this for old time's sake."
Felix backed away, turning to look at the captive. The man's ruddy jaw cut a square across his face, covered in stubble. A scar sliced through his left eyebrow. It was a face you'd have to pay to forget.
"Old times?"
The man squirmed.
"Look, I'm sorry about what happened. I am, but you can't let them do this to me."
"What happened?" The man shook his head.
"Oh, man, he really took everything, didn't he?" He closed his eyes. "You don't remember, do you? It's me, it's Mitch."
A bleep chimed from the monitor. Jock swiveled around, picking up the till scanner in his fingerless gloves.
"Ready when you are, Felix," Jock said.
Felix turned to the man in the chair, then back to his friend, who fiddled with the scanner. A scanner could only mean one thing: memory exchange. The axe had promised them a lifetime of memories, and now they had a hard driver and a scanner. What was Jock's grand plan here? Rip memories out of the hard driver direct and credit their account? If One World Security and the Yakuza weren't enough, stealing from a hard driver was guaranteed to put a person under the kind of pressure that could boil a mind. Felix paced back and forth before he stopped in front of Jock.
"Do we have to do this?"
Felix asked. Now it was Jock's turn to pace restlessly. His arms flew everywhere at once.
"What have we been working for all this time? Tell me that."
Felix shrugged. He tried to remember, but everything that happened before the alley was a haze, locked away behind a one-world vault. They could have been doing this for tacos, for all Felix knew. Jock placed a hand on his friend's shoulder.
"You might have forgotten what they did to you, but I haven't. This is your chance, man, to find out who it was, to make them pay for what they did. You're going to let that slip through your fingers when you've given up everything to get this far?"
Felix might have spent his last memories, but Jock still remembered enough to know what needed to be done. Isn't that what he was for? Felix's gut insisted that it was okay if Jock was a lousy fence. He always looked out for his own.
"You sure about this?" Felix asked.
Jock nodded.
"If you want to make them pay, you've got to start right here, right now."
Felix glanced back to the man stretched on the table, this so-called Mitch, whoever he was. His desperate eyes pleaded with them, searching for help like a lost child.
"Felix," Mitch said, "buddy, please."
Tears swelled, puffing out his features. Felix turned to Jock.
"Is there no other way?" "You were the one who made the deal with the yaks for this guy. We won't get another chance, not at a hard driver."
Felix couldn't hide from what had to happen, but that didn't mean he had to like it.
"Tell you what," Jock said, "why don't I take the payment, and you can just do what your pal here did when they came for you?"
"Please," the man begged.
"Absolutely nothing."
Felix sighed, nodding his head. What else was there to do?
"All right, let's get it over with."
The faster they got on with it, the better. Mitch threw himself at his straps.
"Time to pay for what you did," Jock said through a foul grin. "Literally."
He pressed Mitch's hand on the scanner, and it took the payment, transferring the man's memories into Felix's account. Mitch convulsed before his eyes closed and he collapsed. As Felix's mind processed the payment, an ache stabbed at his chest. He was going to be rich. Rich as a hard driver. So why didn't he feel it? The balance cleared and a lifetime of memories filled Felix's head, a lifetime that wasn't his. He gripped his head as images flooded his mind.
Felix!
Jock's voice faded along with everything else. A memory flashed like a photographer's bulb, overloading Felix's vision. Mitch's memory.